FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
With a countdown underway to the State of the Nation address tonight, Parliament says security has been tightened to prepare for any possible protests or disruptions. President Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver his address at 7 this evening. Newswatch's Tlengulhle Malinga is in Cape Town, where several ministers and political party leaders have been sharing their expectations ahead of the president's speech. Well, what we do know is that the stage is set for what's been called a highly anticipated Sona. In his first address under the Government of National Unity, Ramaphosa is expected to outline how the political parties in the GNU will tackle pressing issues like poverty, unemployment and economic growth. South Africans will be looking to see if the president presents plans for the future that can help restore trust in democracy within the new political climate. Now, we might also hear more about global affairs, especially in light of the recent attention South Africa's received from US President Donald Trump and Rwanda's Paul Kagame. Meanwhile, authorities there are implementing road closures and final preparations are being made around City Hall, where over 2,000 guests are expected to arrive later. On that topic of global news, our international relations minister has responded to a decision by America's top diplomat to pull out of G20 talks in Johannesburg this month. Ronald Lamola says South Africa remains open to engage the U.S. on a variety of issues, including land policy. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced on X this morning that he would skip the group of 20 talks, accusing our government of having an anti-American agenda. The remarks come days after President Donald Trump lashed out at South Africa, threatening to cut funding over alleged rights violations and land confiscations. Here's international relations spokesperson Crispin Peary.
Minister Lamola has reiterated that there is no arbitrary disposition of land or private property in South Africa. These laws are similar to the eminent domain laws of the United States. On the theme of the G20, Minister Lamola has stressed that solidarity or Ubuntu promotes collective problem solving.
On to some local news. A man has been shot and killed in what appears to have been a home invasion in Chatsworth. Medics say the man, who was in his 40s, died at the Silver Glen Drive property early this morning. It's believed several other family members, including children, were left traumatised after the assault. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says another man was wounded.
The second man, believed to be in his 60s, had sustained a gunshot wound to his lower body and was in a critical condition. Advanced life support paramedics worked to stabilise the man on scene before rushing him to a nearby hospital.
Durban's reaching a high of 25 degrees. Richards Bay, 28. Maritzburg, 22. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Liverpool without Trent for tonight's second leg League Cup semi-final against Spurs. The US Open will become the first major to provide players on the LIV Golf Tour with exemption, and fast bowler Gerard Coetzee to miss the Proteas Tri-Series matches against New Zealand and Pakistan.